Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
By the way, Kurt's going to hang out for the After the Paracast podcast, and I want to talk to him a little bit about our conversation way back when and more communications that have occurred online involving Jacques Vallée and Paula Harris and that book Trinity about an alleged crashed flying saucer, an incident that occurred in 1945 that does not appear to be credible at all. But I'll ask you, Mac Maloney, have you followed that at all?
And which one is that, Gene?
The book is Trinity by Paula Harris and Jacques Vallée. Mm-hmm. It's about a crashed UFO back in 1945.
Mm-hmm. Jacques Vallée, I have read some of his stuff, and I really liked stuff he did. I haven't read that book. John Keel is another guy who we talk a lot about on the show. He's a very interesting guy. And what they do is, John Keel, for instance, found out that UFOs appear to people mostly on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And they also show up on Wednesdays and Saturdays in a specific time zone. So you might have, on a Wednesday or a Saturday, you might have 100 people on the East Coast spot UFOs, and then you go to the next time zone, nothing happens on the East Coast, you have 100 sightings, halfway through the country. He really took a scientific approach to it. And what he found out, and I think Jacques Vallée is like that too, is that what people, experience might not be little green men from Mars. It might be part, a small part of a bigger thing, if you know what I mean. Like, we call it the grand unified theory of the paranormal, that, monsters, Loch Ness, and ghosts, and UFOs, and Bigfoot, everything is part of the same thing. And I think those guys kind of had that thought in mind when they wrote a lot of stuff. But to tell you the truth, that's all I really know about Jacques.
I was going to ask a question about Vallée and Keel, so that's interesting. So what you need to know about his this Trinity book, it's such a departure from that philosophy. This is back to, it's basically retcon or of Roswell, in putting it in 1945, and there's this thing that looks like a windmill part, which, there's debate over whether they actually ever said it was a UFO part or if it was some equipment left by the Army. But, it's the whole thing of, like, Aztec and Roswell with little men and a crash saucer. And it's just so, it's so strange that he has been, had explored the paranormal origins and had been, really skeptical of things like the Dulce base and other things like that, and had argued against the extraterrestrial hypothesis, and then he's the one through this little man in a crash saucer story.
Well, okay, so we'll explore that in more detail on After the Paracast for Paracast Plus subscribers. In the meantime, if you get a chance to look over the book, Mac, we'd love to hear from you. Well, let me ask you, though, since the question's raised, you don't accept Roswell as being a spaceship.
Right.
Do you think there have been any crashes of UFOs that involve things that cannot be explained conventionally?
If we could make the question, does the U.S. government or does anyone have a crashed UFO, I'm going to say no. If they did, if, let's say, they reversed engineered whatever was at Roswell, we'd be living in a Jetsons world. We wouldn't be living in the world we live in now. They wouldn't spend billions and billions of dollars and, cost people their lives launching the space shuttle. Ballistically, they wouldn't do it. If you had the secret of anti-gravity, why would you keep it? Why would you keep it yourself?
Well, the thing is here, maybe the technology is so far advanced, it would be like handing an iPhone to somebody in 1923.
Well, but, But that's I understand that. Okay, but who are they? Whoever they are, to keep it from us? You know, who appointed them to keep this kind of technology from us? Maybe it's technology that, you know, everyone in the world gets fed. Maybe you can clear all the air. You can do you. Maybe you can, you know, who knows what? But who are they to keep this information from us? Right.
Right? But we're talking here alien beings. Don't have to tell us a darn thing. Because their agenda to communicate with the primitives. As our own scientists, if they were able to reverse engineer that, I would agree with you that things that could really, really have a serious positive, especially, impact right. on us should be disclosed.
Right. And you don't think that the people like Elon Musk and these guys, Jeff Bezos, don't you think they're looking for stuff like that? They're the people who will bring the anti-gravity to us. You know what I mean? And they're looking for stuff like that all the time. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. We'd all have anti-grav shoes or something, you know? And I'd love for it to exist, but it doesn't.
I think of the film The Fifth Element, where in the future we have elevated vehicles, Jetsons-type flying cars. Mm-hmm. And the thing is here, I think the scenes where that happened are in Brooklyn in the far future, and I think they were some of the most realistic
mm-hmm.
science cool fiction movie. Scenes where they're showing the taxis and all yep. the vehicles flying at different levels around the city.
Right.
And all the, and everything looked grimy and grubby. It looked like a real lived-in city, which is so unusual.
That's cool.
Sci-fi, where everything is clean and pristine.
Yeah.
Here, it was grungy and grimy. And I just think even if you can't get into the rest of the film and with Leeloo and all the mm-hmm. wacky characters in that film, you know, like Chris Tucker, Ruby Rod, really mm-hmm. weird stuff. Watch the early scenes mm-hmm. where Bruce Willis is a taxi driver and former intelligence agent. And I think you're going to really enjoy the way that it was presented and what special yeah. effects artists did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that day is coming, but they're going to be drones. You know, they're not going to be anti-grav machines. They're going to be, you know, drones. They're going to have air taxis in New York within 4 or 5 years and, you know, drones delivering your Amazon stuff. Those are going to be the reality. Not quite Jetsons, but kind of close to it.
Well, they already have experimentation with drones delivering your stuff from Amazon. And I mm-hmm. think one of the pizza chains has been trying that, maybe Domino's, trying
yeah,
to deliver your pizza with a drone.
And keep it warm.
Well, it would be easy if you do it that way. You know, mm-hmm. a slot would open up in your front door and you take out your homemade pan pizza with meatball topping and sausage topping.
Oh, man, yeah.
You like that, right? I like that. That's my favorite Domino's. I just wish,
pizza's...
because it's a Detroit company, that's where it was founded, they would offer Detroit deep dish pizza.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I'm not a big fan. I don't like that deep dish. I'm from New England, you can tell, from Boston. Okay. Come to Boston, ever. Go to the North End and just go to any pizza shop there and you'll see what pizza is.
Well, I'm from New York. I like Sicilian pizza.
Oh, you
and
know.
Sicilian pizza is quite
like
similar
that.
To Detroit deep dish pizza.
Yeah, but the deep dish, they go crazy with the deep dish, you know?
It's not really like deep dish Chicago.
No, okay, all right.
Okay, it's not. It's very different. There,
okay,
that's
I'll try
too
it.
Much for me. I've had the deep dish. Listen, folks, we didn't intend to talk about food here, unless it's E.T. food. But then E.T. only gives us pancakes.
Oh, boy. So I wanted to ask about, we've got almost a generation now that the first exposure they had to the UFO topic was Ancient Aliens. So I'm interested to know what you think of that idea and if you think there's anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
Before we check into Ancient Aliens... And I'm a fan of Stargate, so that is obviously a concept based on ancient aliens and various ways to travel. We've got Mac Maloney, we've got Gene Steinberg, we've got Kurt Collins, and we're talking about all sorts of different aspects of UFOs, taking a really serious and sometimes skeptical point of view. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Kurt, you got into ancient astronauts.
Sure. So, Mac, I wanted to know, you know, there's truth, there's mythology. It's like, do you think there's, you mentioned, do you think the Nazi alien legend has no truth whatsoever into it? Do you think, you know, were aliens here? Did they influence us? Or was it maybe just something else like
you know, is there some any element to the UFOs as influence and the civilization? Anything you find credible about that?
When Ron Dynekin came out with those books, I was just in college, man. I loved them. I read them over and over, and I said, finally, this guy, you know, is on to something. But, you know, after four or five books, he was kind of stretching it. But he did come up with a bunch of really cool stuff. And one of them is, it seems so simple, but it's in a cave in South America, deep in a cave in South America. Someone painted a dinosaur. Now, if you go back and look at the religions of South America, the Aztecs and all those civilizations, they don't have dragons and stuff like that because they never saw them. You know, they had big birds and, you know, big wolves and stuff like that. For a ancient painting of a, I think it's a brontosaurus-like creature in a cave in South America makes no sense. I don't know how that connects with the aliens or not. I just read it in his book. Some of the stuff he says, you have to sit down, you have to think, wow, man, something's got to be happening. Yeah, a lot of it happened around the equator, as it turns out. A lot of those stories come from 10 degrees north and south of the equator, which is where a lot of the early civilizations on this planet were. I think that it was more mysterious is that if you look at these places, they're in South America. There's a couple places in South America and Bolivia that are these gigantic fortresses made of slabs of concrete, granite, you know, the 400 tons, and you couldn't do it today, yet they did it. They're high in the Andes. There's a place called Kobi Tepeki in Turkey, same thing. It's up in a mountain. It's a huge fortress, like a castle, like a fortress. It was built 20,000 years ago. So if you believe the current history line, it was built by cavemen, and that didn't happen. Something might have happened in this world 18,500 years ago. Graham Hancock is a big proponent of that. Something might have happened. That's where the history kind of gets murky and then kind of starts again. The Sumerians kind of start civilization and stuff. But something had to be going on here. There's evidence that the Sphinx is much older than the pyramids, and the pyramids are 6,000 years old. I mean, you know, the pyramids were already 3,000 years old when Cleopatra was around. That's how ancient those things are. You know, how do you build those things with basically cavemen? So something happened. I thought he was onto something. I think, you know, those books are worth reading because there's some interesting stuff in there, the plain of Nazca and stuff like that. I don't think he quite got it. And the fact that he, you know, spent time in jail for something, embezzlement or something, in a Swiss jail, that kind of took the shine off it a little for me, but interesting stuff you came up with.
Well, I always feel that somebody has the right to redeem themselves. So, you know, what it is, what it is. I don't think he's not serious, and we've interviewed him here on the PowerCast, that he's not serious about what he believes. But if you go in there and you have a religious scholar go through all his interpretations, as we did with my old friend David Halperin, who is a Jewish scholar. And we got von Däniken reduced to saying, well, these are my interpretations of it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
But still, there is a point there that if we're being visited by extraterrestrials now, why assume they came recently? What happened 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago? Were we visited? Were we seated by E.T.? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that would be a dramatic way to start the, you know, the story of the human race. I mean, but we had to come from somewhere. There just seems to be things, you know, you've seen those things like sextants and, you know, different kind of navigation devices from 5,000 years old from Iraq. And you say, how do they have the knowledge to do that? There's a map. I forget what they call it. I think it's Admiral something map that shows a complete, you know, outline of the U.S. coast, Antarctica, Africa, Europe, everything. I mean, it's crude, but you can see it. And this thing's been around, you know, way before they had ships to, you know, come to, you know, America and stuff. Somehow they knew that. And they said it's looking down. It's like the God's eye view, this map. So it had to be something flying over it that took down all that stuff. Where does that come from? You know, how can you explain stuff?
Yeah, what's interesting here, too, is that Mitch Keogh wrote about that. Was this Perry Reese map or something like that?
Yep, that's it, right? Yep.
I may not have pronounced that correctly, folks, but I'm remembering a book I read 45 years ago. So that I have a memory at all in this day and age, people are surprised about. But yeah, indications that we had more advanced technology than you'd expect.
Right, yeah, something. You know, you see England itself, one of the guys on the show, is, we don't use our real names on the show. His name is Juan Juan. He lives in England now. He says that the place is full of, like, little Stonehenges and all this kind of crazy stuff that's over there, that's been over there for thousands of years. People don't know who built Stonehenge. They don't know who built these things, but they're everywhere. You know, why did they do it? You know, why would you build Stonehenge? Stonehenge is enormous. You know, why would you do that? Unless it really kind of meant something, you know? And why would you leave nothing behind to tell us what it is? Just very strange. And there's stuff like that all over, you know? And it's as fascinating to me as the UFO thing is. It's like, wow, what really went on here before with all this stuff around? We keep finding it all the time.
Well, if you read your Edgar Rice Burroughs, there were lost civilizations all over mm-hmm. the place. So,
yeah.
You know,
cool.
And some people, you know, the ultra-terrestrial theory, you know, which is a much less popular than the extraterrestrial hypothesis, but, you know, that there was an ancient race, whether it was Atlanteans or, you know, yep. the equivalent, and that they, yep. we're seeing, what do they call it, the breakaway civilization?
Or something. Yeah. If you look at the first book of the Bible, not that I ever have, but if you look at it from a non-religious point of view, right, it seems to indicate that this thing, the sons of God, that the first, you know, race to be here were almost supermen in a way. They were angels become human. And then, you know, you get into the whole story about heaven and hell and everything. But the very first part of the Bible, that's what it's about. This kind of race of superhumans living on the earth, living for a long time. And then God, in quotes, got mad and, you know, and killed them all, I guess. So, I don't know. But you know, that's a story, and that and the Ark story, Noah's Ark and so on. That's in a lot of different religions. That's like a story that has been hanging around for a long time. So something must have happened.
Yeah, what's happening right now? A couple of announcements. Mac, Gene, and Kurt, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling bill that was passed by Congress just days ahead of the deadline.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
rescue team searching through the weekend for survivors of the deadly train crash in India. Two passenger trains collided with a freight train, killing nearly 300 people and injuring hundreds. A West Virginia man charged with murder for the fatal shooting of a state trooper. Authorities say West Virginia Police Sergeant Corey Maynard was fatally wounded on Friday by 29-year-old Timothy Kennedy. Kennedy then fled but was found after a seven-hour manhunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
You know, Mac, the way you paint that picture there, you think maybe we had advanced civilizations way back when, like Richard Shaver even claimed, that for whatever reason they came to a point of destruction, maybe a global catastrophe or something, and some of these artifacts we see are remnants of that ancient civilization. You have to think, okay, we know where we are now. Our civilization goes to the trash heap in 5 years. 2,000 years from now, what would it look like?
It rises again. Yeah, right. Right. There used to be that TV show, you know, what like New York City looked like in 1,000 years or something. What would still be there? What would fall, you know? Would the bridges still be there? What would it look like? People would be walking around saying, gee, what was it like? Just like we're walking around saying, yeah, how do these people have sextants 6,000 years ago? You know, this is a good chance that, you know, that's kind of how things happen. You know, civilizations rise and fall. There might not have been like 8 billion people on the planet at the time. It might have been, you know, less. And they might have just had some kind of technology that we don't know about. You know, not going to the moon or anything, but it sure does seem like they had flight, you know. You see that in a lot of religions. The Bhagavad Gita, if I said that right, you know, it's basically about, you know, different aircraft fighting each other and nuclear bombs and everything. I mean, I just think something happened back then, whether it's UFO related or the world was wiped out in a pandemic, who knows. But where is that? So where did that stuff come from?
Well, again, I mentioned Richard Shaver because that was part of what he wrote about. But there is this confluence of characters, like, for example, you mentioned Edgar Rice Burroughs. The thing that relates to anything we wrote about with a secret civilization is Pellucidar. It was one of the original Hollow Earth books, influenced by the same works of fact or supposed fact as Richard Shaver, Ray Palmer, all those people. Everyone talking about Hollow Earth, That's what Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote in his fiction. Of course, most people remember Burroughs as the creator of Tarzan. But he also created John Carter of Mars. They had a movie about that, which unfortunately failed, although I thought it was a terrific movie.
Huge movie.
Carson of Venus.
Right.
Under the clouds of Venus existed a civilization that had an atmospheric content that was acceptable. Of course, what we know about Venus now doesn't make it possible, but still. He basically had the same kind of characters across different worlds. But once again, Hollow Earth. Once again, Shaver with the ancient mysteries. And Ray Palmer is at the confluence of all these, because he knew Burroughs, he worked with Shaver, and a lot of the influences from sci-fi, which went into the UFO field, came from Ray Palmer.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an interesting guy, you know. You know, all those guys back then, I mean, let's face it, they were trying to get content for their magazines and stuff, you know. And, you know, I think the truth in a lot of those things, you know, was a little sketchy at best. But, you know, nevertheless, there are really, really solid kind of incidents out there that, you know, just should be looked into. And I keep saying I'm like a broken record, but look into it in a scientific manner, not just, you know, saying these crazy things and having people agree with you. Really look at it in a scientific manner and see what's up. The answer might be just surprising, you know. You never know, right? So, but that's how you have to do it. You can't do it by just going around, you know, blaming stuff and having nothing to back it up. That gets us nowhere.
Well, so the mention of Ray Palmer in particular, you know, his Fate magazine just pitched everything, including, you know, a whole lot of paranormal things. And we were talking about Belay and Kiel there for a while. And they were connecting the UFO phenomena with the paranormal. So where do you come down on that?
I said before that I think that, you know, there's a good chance that it's all part of the same thing. Someone sent us a photograph, and it's kind of a symbolic photograph. It's a haunted house that's set up like a trail camera, and they took a picture of this haunted house, and you can clearly see somebody in the window that looks very, you know, spooky and ghost-like and everything. And then, you know, 200 feet above it is a UFO, what we would call a UFO. And it's kind of interesting that they're both on the top in the same picture. It would be cool if it was all part of the same thing. And what is it? Why do only a few people get abducted? Why do only a few people see UFOs? I'll never see a UFO. I've never seen one. I want to see one. I feel like I want to see one too badly to see one. They kind of surprise people. You know, the people that see them are usually on people that you would think would say, hey, I saw a UFO. I had an aunt who, you know, right off the boat from Ireland, she's the last person in the world, and, you know, they had a camp up in Maine, and she wouldn't go up there anymore because she saw these things one night. Who knows, you know? But again, the way to do it, look, get data, look at it, do the scientific approach. It's the only way.
So many experiences are, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. It's not something to be shared or studied by scientists that comes along later. You know, some people feel that, you know, it's basically an internal, a mental experience. Maybe that's part of it. I certainly don't think that's everything.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, anecdotal evidence that, you know, it could be something certain people have something in their brain. Not saying, you know, mental illness, right? I think, you know, they're seeing something the rest of us can't. And that's, you know, that's pretty odd when you think about it. You know, why them and why not us? That type of thing. So it's just one of the many mysteries of this whole thing.
The impact on the witness is another thing. I mean, there's some people that, you know, they have a, you know, a traumatic experience, and it cripples one person, another person copes with it, goes on.
Yep.
But in some of these paranormal UFO encounters, you know, seem to change their life. Some of them, for most people, you know, some people just go on normal, but typically they, you know, it's some kind of a, like an awakening for them.
If you have a real close encounter, there are people, you know, who are like that. And I know that people want that too, you know, this is telling tales out of school, but why not? Like, so when I went to had breakfast with my editor once, and we were talking about UFOs, and that's how UFOs in wartime and beyond Area 51 came into being. Was that was the pitch meeting, as they say. And as we were ending, he said, listen, just remember one thing. When it comes to angels and UFOs, people want to believe. And he was talking about that from the publishing point of view, but it's true with that. You know, it's a true statement no matter what. You know, people, I would love to live in a world that, I don't know about aliens walking among us, but angels, yeah, sure, you know. I'd love to live in that kind of a world where everything is kind of cool. But we don't, you know. You know, we don't live in that. We live in this world. And, you know, and I think people want something else. And angels and UFOs provide that. And so does religion. You know, so does booze and food and stuff, you know. But I think people just want stuff. And, you know, they soak it up, whether it's right or not, whether it's accurate or not, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to think the average person now, especially with television and movies and everything, there's a lot of fantasy that's pumped in our brain constantly. Mm-hmm. But most people are absolutely able to distinguish one from the other.
Right.
So I don't think, you know, it's not that people have, you know, been programmed to see flying saucers. And now it may shape the way they interpret an unknown thing in the sky.
Right.
But it's probably not going to make them say, you know, I met spacemen.
No. I'm not really talking about everyone who's seen stuff. I'm talking about people who read books that claim these things have happened. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how the dominoes fall in a way, you know.
We're not going to play dominoes on this show, but we're going to break for a moment. And we've got more with Mac Maloney and Gene Steinberg and Kurt Collins. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, I was thinking here before in the conversation with Mac and Kurt, something that someone said, a politician, and I don't want to get political, but he did say the following phrase, truth isn't truth. And sad. You wonder about all the things we believe and or expect about UFOs, and you wonder what is going on here. Is it only thought of as being ET or multidimensional or whatever because of the state of our science and the state of our culture?
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know who said, you know, truth isn't truth, but it's kind of like, do we believe what we believe because our scientific technological level is here right now? In 500 years, people are going to believe something else because they'll know more. You know what I mean? They'll be more educated in a way. So we see what we want to see in a strange way. Like, for instance, before people would see, like during World War II, a lot of Foo Fighters back then were the cigar-shaped objects. That's what they saw a lot of, and also balls of light. It was only after Kenneth Arnold, you know, the media coined flying saucers. He didn't quite say flying saucers, but that's what the newspapers picked up. Suddenly everyone's seeing flying saucers, taking pictures of flying saucers. So is it our collective consciousness doing this?
But yeah, you know, collective unconscious that we're maybe something. Partly creating the UFO mystery here.
Right,
and then
right.
There's another theory that was voiced, which I keep bringing up, and people think it's crazy I bring it up, but listen, folks. Back to Ray Palmer, pioneer in the UFO field, pioneer in sci-fi, early days of sci-fi. A lot of the things that we have in sci-fi, especially space opera stuff like Star Trek, like Star Wars, all that, a lot of that was promoted and introduced by Ray Palmer back in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, yeah. I love that space opera stuff.
Oh, yeah. So Palmer often said, flying saucers are here to make us think.
Hmm. That's a good line. I like that.
You like it? I'll charge extra for it.
Okay, there you go. Yes.
Because so remember, truth like isn't truth.
You know, I take that for its source. Consider the source.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to talk about people whose dark hair dye leaks on their face.
Right. Yes.
I won't do that. That's not appropriate. That's not part of this show because it's politics. But seriously, thinking here, we're thinking of UFOs in physical terms.
Right.
And maybe that's not what it's all about.
Yeah, it's disappointing to think that, you know, we are limited to our organic material we're made up of. You know, you have maybe there are colors we can't see, sounds we can't hear, and thoughts we can't think, and maybe we're just not wired to comprehend what's going on.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I used to live up in Albany and had to go to New York City frequently for business. And you take the train along the Hudson River, it's a nice trip. But I'd always look out and there's always ducks there. And they'd hear the train coming and they'd scatter like across the water. They'd fly really low to the water and turn up the water. And they'd hang out there until the train went by and it was gone, and then they'd come back to where they were. And I would think about them and say, you know what, the duck has no idea what a train is. He doesn't know, you know, that there are people in the train going from here to there. He just sees it and he reacts. He doesn't have the intellectual capacity to know what it is. And maybe that's what it is with us, what you just said. Maybe we just aren't smart enough to know yet.
If UFOs are here to make us think, or flying saucers, however you wish to phrase it, may mean that it starts us thinking about the future. Oh, if this is spacious, maybe we should look into going out there ourselves. We're destined to go into outer space. This influences us to behave in certain ways and to think about things. And as we might have thought, mentioned before, 500 years from now, what kind of phenomena would we perceive?
Right. Yes, right. Exactly. What if one just literally crashed and we got it? We would be traveling like they were. Well, there's, you know, it would be a better possibility than trying to do it ballistically, but we would have the secret that they have given to us, either intentionally or not, you know.
But I go back to what I said before, Mac. Would our scientists immediately be able to reverse engineer that? Of course, that's one of the legends in the Roswell myth. But still, again, if you have something that's hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, how long would it take our scientists to figure it out?
Right. Right. Yeah, that's true. But at least they'd have a step ahead. See, I would love for that to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think that's the way that, you know, the story goes.
Speaking of the story, do you expect us to ever reach a resolution? Obviously, what we're getting now is not taking us there. Certainly the stuff from NASA, the stuff from the, whatever it's called these days, organization within the Pentagon. The Pentagon Musical Chairs Project.
Right, right.
Not delivering us anything significant, just repeating the same old nonsense.
It's going to come out of China. You know, I hate to be that guy at the party again, but you're just going to get a headline someday. The Chinese have, you know, think they know what UFOs are, or they have a piece of one, or their AI has done something, because they're working on it vigorously. They recognize that if they're the ones that solve this mystery, they're going to be on top. They're also going to land men on the moon in about 4 years. So it's going to come out of there. If it comes out of the United States, I'd love it. But, you know, it would be a shot in the dark, because a lot of other people, a lot of other money studying this thing, and they're not in the USA.
Well, this Saudi Arabia has tons of money from their oil profits, billions and billions of dollars. They could buy scientists to do this kind of research if they cared to do so.
Yep. They're building a 50-mile-long horizontal skyscraper in the desert. It's going to cost $1 trillion. So they get their hands full with stuff like that. They're more like that. Like, China wants to rule the world, and they got a big army and big military, and that's what they're up to. They're, you know, they don't really make bones about it. They want it for the prestige. You know, it's like first guy on the moon. Well, we broke the UFO mystery. You know, it doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yes, but if it happened in the U.S., and this will be a closing comment, Mac, I tend to think that we have such a situation these days that half the people would see this announcement and say, fake news, fake news.
Yep.
Half the people would embrace it. Wouldn't matter the party of the government leader who makes this announcement. It's going to be tricky. And if E.T. were brought up on stage, here he is from wherever.
Yeah.
Ah, it's just makeup. It's special effects. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, he'd have a tough time.
Oh, yeah.
You know? A lot of people, hysterical people coming back would have a tough time now. Because that's the world we live in. It's a world of conflict created by the politicians and the media. We go along with it. It's stupid. But here we are.
Hey, tell our listeners, Mac Maloney, where they can find more of the stuff that you do.
Well, MacMaloney.com, you know, just go there. We have a one web page about the radio show, which is Mac Maloney's Military X-Files. We're a podcast for a radio show. We're everywhere. Just Google it. We have a good time, but we do get serious about, you know, some issues. Very high energy show. And then Wingman Books, Mac Maloney Books, Wingman 22 just came out. I don't even know how many books I've written, to tell you the truth, but I'm lucky I'm able to do it as a living, have a lot of fun doing it. So just go to MacMaloney.com, go to Amazon, or just Google my name, really. It's probably the easiest way.
Kurt, where do we find your stuff?
The Saucers That Time Forgot, for historical UFO articles and how it all began, and Blue Blurry Lines.
BlueBlurryLines.com. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Well, Elon Musk lets us stay. He's not very indulgent, is he? On Facebook, we have two areas, a fan club and a group for the PowerCast. You can also get branded merchandise with the T-shirts and the throw pillows and all that good stuff. ThePowerCast.shop, that's where you check it out. And then we offer our streaming service, the PowerCast Plus, at thepowercast.plus to sign up quickly. We give you the show free of the ads from our network. How about that? 42 minutes of ads are just taken away. We also give you the After the PowerCast podcast, and this week, Kurt Collins and I will hang out talking about Trinity. Okay? To subscribe, check out thepowercast.plus. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, and we give you a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime memberships. ThePowerCast.plus. Mac Maloney, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on The PowerCast.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.